After a close loss in the desert, the Jaguars return for three straight games at the bank. It starts with the division rival Colts, and we get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a closer look at the Indy defense, plus an inside look at the making of My Cause, My Cleats. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
You know, it comes back to me. I mean, I've got to do a better job of getting these guys ready to go and, you know, coming out and playing. I mean, if it doesn't start with me, who's the start? And we weren't ready.
Doug Marrone taking responsibility for last week's loss in Arizona, a heartbreaker that the Jags are trying to put behind them. Welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. J.P. Shadrick with you. Yeah, the late game management was the focus of many fans, but plenty of other things contributed to that loss last week. The Titans won to get back into the first place tie. That's the bad news. The good news, though, the Jags still control their own destiny for the postseason.
A difficult loss in the desert snapped a four-game winning streak.
It was a little awakening. You know, I would say that's a little awakening for us just to go out there and understand that these games are important and they're crucial. And when you see our playoff status move from right there, number three, to in wild card, you know, you see how important these games are.
The Jags come back to EverBank Field for three straight with a playoff push underway.
Playing the conference games, those are obviously each game is the same, but I mean, realistically, this is a big game, man. Playing the Colts, playing the division, we're fighting right now, tied for first with Tennessee. So, I mean, right now, each game is a playoff game.
It starts with the Indianapolis Colts, a team the Jags shut out on the road in Week 7. But December games increase in intensity.
Whether you're in the hunt and you're trying to win a game and we're in the third quarter, trying to win the third quarter, or maybe you might feel that you're out of it, you want to play the spoiler, so you get high level of football, you know, at this time of the year.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier, and the Jags-Colts game is presented by Culligan, better water, pure and simple. It's an important December game for the Jaguars. We haven't had many of those over the last few years.
Well, it's absolutely key, and as I've said all week, what an opportunity. You get three home games. You're going into it in first place. First three-game homestand in December, first place for this franchise ever. They earned it, and you would have never imagined it in August, but here we are.
Well, and the great thing about it is that you beat the Colts this week. The Seahawks game becomes bigger. It's going to be big anyway. There's going to be a lot of people here for that one. You beat the Colts and the Seahawks and the Texans, which you wouldn't think would be big. It's the last home game, perhaps, until maybe a playoff game. It will just build week to week. It'll drive the enthusiasm in the stadium and in the marketplace. We've seen it before. It's been a long time since we've seen it like this, though.
But not to be a downer, you got to win this one.
Got to win this one. It would help if the offense had a little more production. They were sputtering, stopping, and starting the last few weeks, really, especially out in Arizona. What can they hang their hat on right now?
There's not a lot, to be honest with you. You'd like to be able to run the ball. See, this week is going to be the outlier because I think they can do whatever they want this week. You've got three guys in their secondary from when we saw them a month ago who are gone. Malik Hooker's gone. Vontae Davis is gone. Rashad Melvin, who's their best cover guy, is gone. They'll be able to throw the ball down the field this week, which will back guys out and be able to run. But when Seattle comes here next week, that's a whole different question. Not sure.
I don't know what the answers are offensively, and I think this game's closer than Brian thinks. I think this is tight in the fourth quarter.
I don't.
Some questions on the offensive line the last couple of weeks. They might have some answers for that this week, too. Defense, we've asked this question all year long, and we're going to ask it in December. If the offense can't get something going, can the defense sustain it and get them to the finish line?
Well, it better. You know, not to be snide, but I don't see the offense all of a sudden becoming a three-touchdown-a-game offense. And the remarkable thing about this defense all year, I see no reason why it'll stop. The ability to not only create points, but to set up short fields, to make impact plays when they're absolutely needed. Uncanny knack. After 11 games, it's not a fluke. So, yeah, I'd say in three or four of the games left, they're going to come up with something special.
If you just use the last three games as an example, they went 2-1 in three games where they were close and the defense pulled it out. So the answer is yes, 67% of the time.
That's right on point.
You know, it's just plain and simple math, right?
Analytics,
two out of three.
Man. Analytics.
I round up. That's what I do. I'm a half full guy.
There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at the Colts defense. Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson mixes it up with Cam Robinson in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. This week we'll ask the guys, what would you be doing if you weren't playing football?
If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
I would be still in college finishing up my degree, and that's what I plan to do in the offseason.
I'd probably be going back to school, trying to get my MBA, try to work on getting something in IT or graphic design, you know, try to look for a job in that field.
I try to get into broadcasting. That's where I got my degree in, so I feel like that'd be a great transition to get over into that.
That's a good question. I'll probably just be playing video games.
I don't know, man. I have kids, so I'd probably be at home 24/7. Just playing with them, babysitting them, you know, doing what I have to do for my kids.
If I wasn't playing football, I'd probably be like a high school coach, just trying to go back to my community and help the kids make it.
If I wasn't playing football, I want to counsel the youth. I had to overcome some adversities in my life, and I want to share my experiences with the younger children.
I would say when I was younger in high school, I was looking into be a firefighter like my freshman year of high school. So, but even now, I don't even want to think about it because football is, you know, you got the power of the mind. So I'm a football player.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
That's Fields. Calm down and just play, Malik. And just calm down and just play.
That's defensive tackle Marcel Darius mic'd up in Arizona. The big guys made an immediate impact on this Jags defensive line. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. We know the Jaguars want to run the football, but what about the Colts' run defense? Jeff Lagerman takes a closer look in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you got the Indianapolis Colts coming into town, and the one thing I think that I've saw in film that's really good, they know how to stop the run. The two guys they got in the middle are pretty good.
They are, and actually they're doing a much better job, you know, in the recent weeks here, you know, of again, pointing the defense on the outside with Simon and Cheard and forcing everything into the inside players with Hankins and Woods. So, again, you can see right here, obviously we understand that Tennessee's a very good running team, but you can see they're really gapped out well. They're getting extra players in the box, and they're having a difficult time running the football right here.
Yeah, Woods has really impressed me because here he is. He's taking on the double team, and he really plugs it up. And then the next play I love because, you know, you talk about a veteran having a little bit of anticipation. He's got the motion in the backfield, and he reads it perfectly and goes right to it.
He does. They do a nice job. They're very well coached up front, you know, as far as the schemes and where people are running with the football. And again, like you said before, they're guys that can take two blocks and they can defeat the one-on-one block. So it's going to be a great challenge for our guys up front this week.
And the secondary, much different than the first time that you guys faced them because they have Malik Hooker, Rashawn Melvin, Vontae Davis, and those three guys are going to be out now because Rashawn Melvin actually injures his hand on this interception right here.
Yeah, and you know, he was really playing well for him. And, you know, the secondary is getting better and better each week, again, with the communication. But you can see here they have good speed. They can undercut the balls. They do a good job of route recognition. But, again, I think, you know, their players have come in and they've gotten better week to week now the more that they play together. And they'll have someone in there. We feel that they'll have a different corner in there this week. But, again, it'll be someone that's a pretty good football player.
And you can see right here Melvin kind of looking down his hand and keeping everybody away from it. And then the next guy's up. They're young now for the Colts.
They are young, and, you know, they're playing very well. They're playing with a lot of effort, a lot of enthusiasm. Again, it's a division game, so you can kind of just throw those records out the window. You know, we got after them pretty good the last time we played them. They're going to want to come in here and knock us off.
Now, this guy right here, Jabal Sheard.
He's been a good player for a long time. I mean, you know, people have, you know, talked about him, played against him when he was coming out of college, obviously, you know, was a good pass rusher. You know, he might not have the sack numbers, you know, at 4.5, but he is causing a lot of havoc in the backfield for the quarterbacks.
What causes that interception right there? Great challenge with him.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Let's go to the lunchroom with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Each week he gets in-depth with a teammate in Jackson 5.
Welcome to the Jackson 5 today. We have a very special guest, and Cam Robinson. How you doing, Cam?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, man, good to be here.
So I just want to let the people know, where are you from?
I'm from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay.
Northeastern part of the state.
That's why I was born and raised. That's why I live my whole life, Tyler School.
That's what's up. I know we have a few guys from Louisiana down here, and it's crazy. I know you and Fournette have a connection. You guys have been knowing about each other for a long time. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I kind of got to know him early on throughout the recruiting process for college. So we were always with each other on like visits or like just like camps and things like that. And so I was able to get to know him at a young age.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. It says like weren't you number two in the state or something?
Yeah, he was the number one player in the state in high school, and I was the number two player. So
dang.
I mean, good company, that's not though. A bad number one.
That's great company. Yeah. Better than me. I was like somewhere 200. Anyway, who is Cam? Like, what do you like to do when you're chilling?
When I'm chilling, man, I'm probably just hanging out with friends, playing video games. Not doing too much.
What you play?
I'm a Madden 2K type of guy.
Okay.
I don't really do the whole Call of Duty. I'm not good at it. I don't got enough patience for it, so.
Well, you might have a lot of people hitting you up on your social media asking for that game tag. What system?
I'm a PS4 user.
Oh. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, a lot of controversy around this, but how do you feel about Alabama not being in the top four right now?
You know, I feel like the loss that they have, you know, that loss just was to a pretty good team. And, you know, I think they're number five right now, so I think some things are happening there. Find a way to get back in the top four, hopefully.
Even when they're not in the SEC championship?
I mean, yeah, especially if the team that they lose to wins the SEC championship.
Okay.
Because they're playing for it.
That's fair work.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works out for you.
Hopefully it does, man.
I see you. But it's your first season. You know, you almost halfway, almost done with it, the full season. Do you feel like a rookie still?
Nah. I never really have felt like a rookie, to be honest with you, because I kind of had to hit the ground running so fast that it was kind of like I didn't have time to really kind of, you know, soak it in and kind of really just think about it. It was just kind of go, like you got to go, so go. And it was.
I know you came in, done a great job, man. Gets donuts on Fridays. You know, you do the rookie duties, which is awesome, man. So coming here, doing a great job. Happy to see you work out there. So
appreciate it, bro.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, my cause, my cleats.
I got you guys tickets to the Super Bowl.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate it.
Quite a surprise this week, Unboxing Day for My Cause, My Cleats, and A.J. Boye providing the Super Bowl tickets. They'll enjoy Minneapolis. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Players throughout the NFL are showcasing something close to their hearts in the My Cause, My Cleats program. A local artist has a big hand in how it all gets done. Here's a look at the process in this Baptist Health feature.
I'm just a graffiti artist. That's how I started out. Just conventional spray paint your name. And eventually it went to where I started doing more images, pushing myself out of the box from just letters and getting gigs to do murals for people and stuff like that. And I've never done shoes or anything like that, but I know I can draw on shoes. I can draw on anything, so. If I can draw it and I can look at it, I can do it. Every pair is different depending on what the player wants. I sat down with all the players beforehand and met with them and talked all about whatever designs they wanted on the shoes and their causes, the reasons behind it. They gave me images and different fonts, pictures, and things like that. Some were easier than others, and some were harder, just depending on what they want. This specific pair is going to take easily 2 to 3 hours, maybe four, all together, after like taping off, painting, outlining, and then going back and then tightening up all your outlines and stuff. That's why this one's going to take so long. It's because it's so complicated. Picking up a can and painting is a drug, like for the most part. It's addicting. You don't want to stop, you want to keep doing it. And it's fun though, and if you do it right and do it legally, there's no way you can go wrong.
Cool to see around the league this year for sure. Let's get in the kitchen. This week on Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas, Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony have a classic.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here in this beautiful Dreamfinders home model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And we have got some amazing Thanksgiving cornbread stuffing.
Oh, savory chive cornbread stuffing or pudding, if you will.
Oh, even better. Chef Tony is always making everything amazing. So let's get to it.
All right. You know, this is one of my favorite times of the year. We start getting warm and the food has to work with it. So this is ideal. Bread puddings, typically sweet. Now we're going to make a savory one. So
speaking my language.
I've started whisking up some eggs in here.
Yep.
If you'll start keeping whisking those up as
you
well.
You got it.
I'm going to go ahead and pour in 2 cups. Count them, 2 cups.
Count them.
Heavy.
One.
Cream.
One and a half. And
oh,
come on.
My gosh,
we got it.
Oh, man. That is so good right there.
It's already good.
Right? I'm going to start putting in some herbs. We have a little semi-dried parsley here.
All right.
That we find in the store. Then we have some chives and some oregano. Oh, man, that looks good already, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it even better. Parmesan cheese. Boom!
Bam.
Come on.
We are not skimping on this recipe.
Oh, wait. One more cheese.
Oh,
that all didn't come out. I got this right here.
Don't waste any.
That's like cocking and then getting that little fake pump fake, right? Draw the defender off. I'm like Blake Bortles right here.
Hey, y'all.
So, oh, now, I've used our natural gas.
In the kitchen.
In our sauté pan to go ahead and do a little bit of onion. And garlic, which we'll put down in here. And this is going to give us that great flavor, right? Again, we love cooking on natural gas. We love the even heat. This is a big square pan. And you can see I don't have a lot of concentration of heat in my pan where the oil is.
No.
It's all spread out.
God, that's
so we love
not
that
what my pan looks like. I am getting natural gas.
doesn't that look delicious in there?
Yes.
Now look, here where it comes. You grab some cornbread. Your favorite one. I'm going to get this whisk out of the way because we're moving to the spatula now.
You don't get to have all the fun. I
want
do
you
this
to do
too.
It, right? Oh, yeah, do it together. Oh, beautiful.
Oh.
What we'll do.
Now, this is just
cornbread,
right?
Yeah, right, yes, out the bakery. You can use some other ones if you want to. There's
this
a couple
is good.
On the market.
It's sweet and soft. It's yummy.
We're just going to fold this together.
Yep.
We'll put it in a baking dish. We'll bake it off at 350 for about 30 to 45 minutes. Just enough for it to set. Give it 5 minutes to rest.
And then test.
We're going to serve this with Cornish game hen for our Thanksgiving meal. So. It's not quite as big as a turkey, but it cooks quicker and it's better. So, Cornish game hen with a savory chive cornbread pudding, everybody.
Delicious.
Looks good to me for the Cornish game hen recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments. Make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. Up next, the Jaguars kick off December with the Indianapolis Colts. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
You know, I don't think anybody likes to get beat like that. So anytime you get an opportunity to play a team, that was how it went the first round. I think they're going to bring a little extra juice. So it's definitely going to be another test.
The Jaguars quarterback knows this could be a different game than the one back in Week 7. Welcome back, J.P. Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We start off with that. It's a different animal. Week 7, they sacked the Colts 10 times. They ran the ball over the field. Blake Bortles went for like 330 in the game. This is 5 weeks later.
Everything about this game says it should go one-sided for the Jaguars. I know Brian, my boy here, is just convinced it's going to be. But
certain.
In the second game of the division, if the first one's a blowout, it's tough to blow the team out again.
Well, you know, statistically, I think you can make that point, but not with this roster. Huh? The Colts have 3 of their starting defensive backs down. Their starting center isn't playing. Their offensive line let the Titans have 8 sacks, and the Titans don't have an overpowering pass rush. The Jaguars won 27-0 without their best offensive lineman, Brandon Linder, without their best promising young lineman in Cam Robinson, and Leonard Fournette did not play. Right, so I don't see how this is even close. You say it's going to be a different ball game. Yeah, because it's played in December in Jacksonville. But I think it's the same outcome. I think it's a shellacking.
I say we're holding our breath in the fourth quarter.
I say no chance.
Could be interesting. The start of the 3-game homestand. We touched on this earlier. 3-game homestands are rare anyway, especially in December when you're in first place. That's never really happened.
Nope.
What an opportunity. Yeah. And if you can get this week, what a opportunity is to have it in front of your fans, to be home, not having to travel. It's big. This week's big.
Yes, huge. It is. He thinks it's bigger because it's going to be closer. I think it's bigger because it's going to be more points scored.
Blowout, tight. Should be interesting. Week 13, Jaguars-Colts coming up at EverBank Field. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.